And while we're talking tech, Robin, I just want to ask you, how many passwords do you think you have? Oh,
93.
A lot. Well, actually, the average is about 5, even though they say you should have far more than that. I have dozens of accounts. I probably have about 5, also average. But what if, instead of remembering all those passwords, you could link all your passwords to something unique to you that you wouldn't have to remember, like your heartbeat? Well, Carl Martin of the tech company Bionym has some new technology that does just that, and he joins us now from Toronto. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you.
Well, so first of all, explain this technology and what you're trying to do with it.
We are developing a wristband called the NIMI. And what the NIMI does is it actually biometrically authenticates the wearer using their unique cardiac rhythm.
So meaning their heartbeat, basically.
Yes, their heartbeat. So this is what we call the electrocardiogram. That's the thing you see doctors pick up on the chest. But we can actually pick this up on different parts of the body. So when you put it on, it knows that it's you. And then it can communicate your identity in a secure manner to devices and systems around you.
Like your phone or an ATM machine or something like that.
Exactly. Every time you use a password or a PIN, and all those points in your day are points of friction. If you imagine you have our wristband you're wearing all day, you don't even have to think about it, and you can have automatic access.
Now, the idea that you'd have to wear a wristband makes me think of some other technology like 3D glasses, which people don't seem inclined to wear. Do you think that you're going to face a hurdle in getting consumers to want to wear a piece of technology like that all the time?
Absolutely, we see that, and as we release this product soon, we expect really early adopters, people, gadget freaks, and developers who will be most interested initially. So we're really showing that it can be done in the wristband. We think we might go through a few generations before probably there'll be some convergence with smartwatches, but it's really about showing those early adopters, say, hey, this is something that's going to change the way you think about identity.
Now, this does bring up the issue of privacy, of course,
the idea
that... Some computer somewhere or the cloud can access all of your stuff. It seems a little scary, especially given all the NSA things that are going on.
Absolutely. And as we were conceiving of this product, we knew right from the get-go that privacy would be a key concern. So we've actually followed a principle called privacy by design. And this is actually a framework developed here in Ontario by our privacy commissioner. So right at a low level, we've designed the system so the user has complete control over their data and their identity. Everything requires opt-in. They know where their data is going, and they can always revoke that if they want.
Now, forgive me if I'm being a little too Hollywood producer here, but I mean, could somebody go in and get your heart rate, copy it, and then create something that tricked this device, this NIMI that you've created?
Right. So I would never say it's impossible, but if you compare it to, say, fingerprint, right, you leave your fingerprints everywhere, right? It's really not that difficult for somebody to get your fingerprints. But for someone to get your cardiac rhythm, you'd actually have to be touching a sensing surface of some sort. You'd have to be unaware so that somebody's doing this without you knowing it. So while it's possible, it's highly unlikely. And they'd have to then reproduce that and mimic the way the body produces it.
Well, I feel like if you can create this technology, somebody can probably create some technology that can mimic your heart rate. But we'll leave that to the future.
Sure.
So my last question is, what if you die? What happens to all of your stuff? Because nobody would be able to access it without your cardiogram.
Right. So that's a problem that we don't solve. And I would say that that's actually a major problem in the digital world everywhere, whether it's your passwords that you took with you or your biometric that you took with you. I think, you know, concepts of digital wills and how to manage that are things that really need to evolve. And certainly when you're tying your data to a biometric of your beating heart, I think that problem becomes more obvious. But it's certainly not a new one, and we definitely have to think about how to work that out.
Well, Carl Martin, CEO of Bionym, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.